Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Last Tuesday, we had an Advent quiet day, a mini retreat moment. And the first question I asked everyone to consider, and I ask you to consider this also. Who in your life has taught you the importance, the meaning of Christmas? Who in your life? Was it a mom, a dad, a Sunday school teacher, a friend, a relative? Now, try to remember the very first time you remember noticing a nativity set, a manger, a creche, the scene of Jesus, Mary, Joseph, donkey, ox, angels. Do you remember noticing? For myself, I remember there was a large life-size manger scene in the church I grew up in, Manhattan Beach, American Martyrs Catholic Church. Life-size figures. And I was scared when I saw it. Here are these figures frozen, looking at a baby who was not a tiny newborn, but probably 2 years old, also frozen, looking up to heaven. I didn't know what it meant. But then slowly I began to realize why my parents had a nativity set under the Christmas tree. That was the reason for the season. The very first nativity scene was put together in the year 1223 by St. Francis of Assisi. During those years, there was one church. The Reformation didn't happen until the 16th century. So there was one church all over the speaking world. And church worship, the Mass, was celebrated in Latin. And Francis realized in his village in Italy that many people, in fact, most all the people, did not speak Latin. So they heard the Mass, and they often heard a sermon, but it was preached in Latin. And he decided this mystery and power of the Nativity needs to come alive so people know why God became one of us. So he asked a friend in the village, could I borrow a donkey and an ox? And he asked a man and a woman to be Mary and Joseph. And they made a little wax baby Jesus, found a cave, assembled a little scene, had a manger, borrowed the straw, put the wax Jesus in it, had all the people come together. And then he read the gospel from Luke, which we will hear on Christmas Eve. In the gospel of Luke, that passage says everyone was required to get registered during the Roman Empire. So Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem. But a lot of people went to Bethlehem. So there was no room in the inn. And we hear in that same passage from Luke that out in the fields there were shepherds. And the angels came to the shepherds and said, today is born for you a Savior, and you will find him in a manger. And so the shepherds went over and found Jesus lying in straw in a manger. So on that night in 1223, Francis read this gospel in Italian and preached in Italian. And while he was doing that, of course, there were shepherds in the hills guarding their sheep. And it came alive to the people. This God event came alive to the people. Francis loved Jesus so much that on that night when he was preaching, he came to that moment and he couldn't say Jesus' name. He knew he would start crying and break down, and he wasn't there to do that. He was there to share the message of the God event. So instead of saying Jesus, he said, the babe of Bethlehem. The people that night who witnessed and looked and experienced this nativity, this scene, were so moved, they told village after village after village in Italy, and it spread through all the churches into France, into Germany. They all wanted to have this moment come alive for them. Eventually, we carved nativity scenes. Some churches still have living nativity scenes, but it was Francis of Assisi in 1223 that started it, and here we are. So I said Francis talked, preached, prepared from the Gospel of Luke, but today we heard the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew, the sentence we heard, begins, now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. And we hear a very short story, which focuses on Joseph and his dream. Joseph was important to Matthew. Matthew's gospel begins these first 17 verses with a genealogy, so the prophecy could be fulfilled that the Messiah would come from the house of David. And that was Joseph's ancestry. So the verse before today's gospel was that Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who was called the Messiah. And then a verse later, now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place this way. So Matthew's Jewish audience would have said, oh, wow, okay, keep going. And they would have listened carefully to this gospel. So this gospel talks of Joseph and this dream. And this dream was a God event also. Joseph knew what happened to Mary. He had made a decision, but there was a God event that happened to Joseph. Don't be afraid. Take Mary to be your wife. And Joseph, you named the baby. That was pivotal because now Joseph had the legal relationship of being father to Jesus. And you name him Jesus, which means God saves, which matches the Isaiah passage, and he will be called Emmanuel. God is with us. So that hope, that promise is a deliberate match. Joseph believed in his God event dream. This event of Jesus, for me, is like a funnel. We have all of the Old Testament history, all of civilization, moving in the love and light of God into a moment that gave birth to Jesus becoming one of us. And in that moment, a radiation happened. The life of Jesus continues on. Our presiding bishop calls that event the beginning of the Jesus movement. Movement, action, grace, living. It wasn't left as a spot in history. That was the difference. The God event had power. God moved into our history and then emanates out through Jesus. And we are part of the Jesus movement. The Episcopal Church is a branch of the Jesus movement. St. Francis Church, we are a branch of the Episcopal Church, which is a branch of the Jesus movement. And you, a part of St. Francis Church, are a part of the Episcopal Church. You are part of the branch of the Jesus movement. This movement is all about a God event. And the God event is meant to continue. And you can be the God event for others. And as if you have been touched and something gets released or affirmed or supported or understood, then you have new life and love to give. That's the amazing power of the God event, that we become what happened 2,000 years ago. Francis of Assisi was caught up in it. The reason for the God event is for us to receive such a love that we are transformed into love and we become the God event for others. May you believe as Francis believed. And so I invite you today to meet Jesus again for the first time. Meet Jesus again for the first time. Be humble enough to look into a nativity scene, no matter if it's wood or ceramic or porcelain or straw or plaster, no matter what size the baby Jesus is. It was a God event because God wants to be in relationship with you. May you receive that relationship as you meet Jesus again for the first time. Amen.